For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Kerrigan Dowie, a freshman out of the PA. Kerrigan, what's it been like for you here at Bemidji State so far?
I've honestly loved every day. Honestly, my first day was even great. Definitely no complaints. The team's been great and school's been going good, so that's also really nice. But yeah, definitely like has been more than I expected.
You get your first chance to actually play in a regular season game because I know you took part in the exhibition game against Korea, but this is a big deal. This was Wisconsin. Unfortunately, you had to come in for another goalie, Aaron Dieters, who 5-1 at that point. Your team was down. What was going through your head when coach said, it's your turn?
Honestly, super unexpected. I totally thought he'd put Lauren Bench in. That's how the way things have been going. But honestly, as soon as he said my name, my heart stopped beating. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's got to be kidding me. Like, I'm going in. So I just hopped, the bench went out and just kind of told myself to like stop breathing so much. Like, you know, you're like, I was going a little bit insane. But definitely after like the first shot, nerves stopped a little bit at least. Honestly, the whole 12 minutes, I think I was pretty nervous. But definitely after I heard my name, I definitely super... I can't even like explain it. I was all overwhelmed and like excited, and like it was just an unreal feeling. Hopefully I get to feel it again, but
you stopped 12 Badger shots on net, a couple of them that were kind of crazy there. What was it like your first time facing a WCHA team?
I could say dream come true. Like ever since I've been talking to Bemidji, this is like the moment I've been waiting for. So personally can't even describe it, like especially after the first shot, it really hit me that this is actually happening, and like I'm in Wisconsin and facing like one of the best team in the nation actually. So the whole feeling was just surreal, and like I wish it was longer in my opinion.
12 minutes 49 seconds. Yeah. Did it feel like an eternity out there?
It did, definitely. Last 5 minutes especially, I was like, oh, this would be so cool if I didn't let a goal in my first like couple minutes, and I was like waiting for the time to go, and it just kept going slower and slower, and there were so many whistles, but yeah, it definitely took a long time.
Congratulations on your 12:49 shutout of your first ever career real game. Talk about what it was like coming from Canada and coming to the States to play college hockey.
I definitely get teased a bit for my accent, which I don't think I have, but everyone else has a different opinion about that. Other than like the teasing, it's the same thing. You know, the girls are great here too. So, but yeah, definitely other than like the teasing that goes around. Actually, apparently I've gone a bit better, so that's great to hear. But at first it was pretty bad. Everything I said was the wrong thing. So, but
what's it been like being part of this freshman class? You guys came in with such a big group. How tight-knit are you?
Honestly, I thought like the bigger the better. Like we have so many girls that we can, you know, lean on and have support from. So, and even in like in big groups, it's nice to do things, and we all get along so great. Like, which is from a hockey team and being a bunch of girls all the time, you know, obviously there's some problems that happen sometimes, but like we have had like no problems, which is hard to believe for some people, but I can say I love every one of them, and I'm hopefully they love me back. So they make the experience even better. So
a three-way goalie battle now ensues. Lauren Bench, Aaron Dieters, and you. How much have you guys pushed each other?
I think the competition has been really great. I definitely think that Bench and Dieters are great role models for me too, because, well, obviously Dieters is a fifth-year senior, so she has tons of experience just being around the game and the WCHA, so she's been great. And Lauren too, like she's a redshirt freshman, so she doesn't have much game experience, but like she has practice and that kind of stuff. So they've been great for me, and I think hopefully I've been great for them, you know, pushing them and working really hard in practice, and now showing them kind of what I can do and what hopefully I can do a bit more. But I think the competition's great for all of us.
Okay, now on to some fun questions. Any siblings?
Yes, I have a younger brother who is 16 and lives back at home.
Does he play hockey?
Yep, he plays for the highest level actually he can play for in Canada. He plays for AAA on his regional team, so he's doing really good.
Favorite color?
I like purple.
Favorite pregame meal?
Probably the basic fettuccine alfredo with chicken.
That's easy. Favorite movie?
Ooh, I gotta say Burlesque with like Christina Aguilera. It's like I'm a musical. Definitely my favorite.
I love the music from that movie. I'm sorry, I just was doing a fist pump in the air. Favorite singer?
Ooh, I love Ed Sheeran, like diehard fan. I'm actually going to his concert next year in Fargo with Lauren Bench. We bought tickets like last week.
Wow. I love Ed. Okay, you got great taste. If you could have any superhero power, what would it be?
I think for sure it'd be to fly. I'm like super into like the TV show Supergirl right now. It's and she can like fly and all kind of stuff. I think it's just so cool that she can just get places super quick. Very convenient too to be able to fly. So probably that.
On to a serious question. What does your team need to do to beat Wisconsin in game two?
I just think we need to be like more consistent. Like I thought we had an awesome first period and we really took it to them. And when we did, they stood back on their heels and we had, you know, great traffic in for the net, which resulted in a tip-in goal, which we've worked on so many times in practice. So I think if we can just keep that going consistently through the second and third period, that we would have a really great chance.
Kerrigan, it's been fun visiting with you. Good luck. And hopefully we'll see you in between the pipes again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good job. See you, Rockstar. That was...